Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Big elephant in the room, a lot going on with the reversal of Roe v. Wade done Friday. A lot of times the news is dumped on a Friday. I think they're hoping for a more pacified reaction over the weekend. I do have some shows coming up where I will comment in detail, vigorously, as you would expect me to do. But right now, we're going to lighten things up, which is good to do once in a while. Say hello again to my producer, Brendan Thomas.
Hello, Bob. How are we doing today?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well as well. I actually, going on a somber note, actually, to start things off here for me
personally.
Paul Drivis was a former producer.
I heard the news, and he was the first producer I had when my show went on the air in 2005.
Is that right? Because he actually came in one day to help train me when you were out.
I was not aware of that. I didn't even know you knew him. But Nick, yes, who was another one of our producers, gave me the news, and I was so sad. He was just the greatest guy.
He always put a smile on my face every time.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. It's good to do a tribute. I did not know if you knew him personally.
Yeah, I only met him twice, and every time was really, really nice to meet him.
He was just the nicest guy in the world, good-natured, as Jesus would have put it. There was no guile found in him at all. So, Paul, my friend and brother, rest in peace.
Yes, absolutely. Our deepest condolences to his friends and family. Moving on, one more news story I want to actually point out.
Sure, you go right ahead.
Representative Daryl Issa, are you familiar with him?
Our California representative.
Yeah, yeah. He sent out this tweet that became a meme, and I'm trying to understand his tweet in the first place.
I'm not familiar with it, so I'll have to try to give you my take on the cuff here.
Here we go. Just when you think Biden's record can't get worse, only this fiscal year, the Border Patrol has arrested 50 people on the FBI's terror watch list. That's more than the previous 5 years combined. And I'm trying to figure out what's that bad about Biden's administration. I'm very confused by his statement.
I'm not sure why Daryl Issa would complain that the Border Patrol, if they're talking about arresting illegal immigrants, if they're talking about the Border Patrol being used for some other reason.
For example,
I know parents who go to PTA meetings and speak out are on the terrorist watch list. So, and not having seen the tweet, I have to assume Daryl meant something else by this.
I bet. The only thing I can think of was the time where Biden, as soon as he came into office, a lot of things were starting to creep up as being better all of a sudden, like the economy or jobs.
Oh, he did it to suddenly improve his ratings a little bit?
I'm thinking that's what he meant, but that's...
It could be. It would show a lot of hypocrisy if he waited 2 years into his presidency to have the border agents do their job.
It's like criticizing Biden, but like putting some dust in the eye. Like, are you sure you're criticizing?
Well, I had not heard about that tweet. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. Let me look into it, and maybe I can give you a more informed opinion.
No problem.
On it next week.
So to lighten the mood, because yes, it has been one hectic week when it comes to
Been several major decisions the Supreme Court. There was the gun control one also.
Mm-hmm. I thought I could lighten the mood by giving my top 10 favorite Christian films of all time.
Now, I know you wanted to talk about that, and I did have a question for you.
Sure.
I know there are films that are literally produced as Christian films. They're called Christian films. They're mm-hmm. promoted in church.
Yes.
A lot of times they don't have general theater runs. And then there are other movies we might refer to as Christian that were made by Hollywood as we know it, such as classics like Ben-Hur,
yes,
The Ten Commandments. Which kind of Christian films are you talking about?
I was mixing the two.
You're mixing them. Okay, well,
yes,
that's great.
Exactly, yeah.
That's great, because a lot of the ones that are usually made and promoted as Christian films, I don't care for. I'm a Christian, but I just don't think they're very well. I agree with their messages, but I don't usually agree that they're very well
made.
You
might be surprised by my
Sometimes,
list a little
though,
bit here. So.
There's a few that I like a lot, and then there's others I can't stand.
Absolutely. I want to point out there's two films I'm not going to include on this list. I'm not going to include Jesus Christ Superstar, surprisingly enough, because I actually still want to check out the one that you think is a slightly better musical.
Oh, Godspell.
Way
better.
I
am not a fan of Jesus Christ. Now, this one was not a Christian film because it was made by non-Christians who didn't have a clue who Jesus was. That was the problem with J.C. Remember when Jim Barrier was in here, and he loves it.
Yes.
And actually, we made a little, it was a snippet of our conversation, but I made it into a little podcast for posterity.
Yeah.
And I did say that I love the music. I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Weiss, the music and lyrics were brilliant, but
Absolutely.
they did not have a clue who Jesus was. And of course, Judas was the hero. Well, anyway, I won't get into all that again. You remember my review.
Yeah. So once I watch Godspell, I'll give you a good comparison.
But absolutely. You have seen JC Superstar. You just haven't seen Godspell.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So. Another one I will include is Life of Brian.
I love the Life of Brian.
You do? Because
that's not made by Christians. It's satire, but I thought it was hilarious.
I was feeling it was like probably the most boring Monty Python movie I could think of.
Oh, really? I thought it was really? Even when they're going through the crucifixion, the guy goes, crucifixion? No, they said I could leave. I thought it was vintage. Now, perhaps not quite as funny as Holy Grail. I'll give you that.
Yeah. But, so if I had to compare, though, that's why I'm not going to put it on the list. But here are some other honorable mentions that I will get into before I get to the top 10. God Bless the Broken Road is a very, very good Christian film.
I have never even heard of that one.
So this was quite interesting because it was supposed to be released by PureFlix, which is a huge conglomerate for Christian films. But they decided at the last second, oh, we're not going to release it. So they had to release it independently instead.
What year did that come out?
I want to say 2016, if I remember right. Maybe 2017. The biggest complaint
is... So they didn't hold the release because the actors weren't wearing their masks.
No, it had nothing to do with that. Right. Yeah. My biggest complaint is the pastor is played by LaDainian Tomlinson, who, if you don't know, is a huge legendary San Diego Chargers running back. When it comes to acting, it's not his forte.
Just play football. Do what you know how to do
best.
That's
right. Analyze it at this point because he's retired. The Star is a story of the nativity that happened, but it's like a kid's version. It's for kids, it's fine. I'm not going to... brag.
Was this the Disney version that you're thinking of? The Nativity story?
I don't think it was made by Disney. It was okay, made
but it was an animated.
Yeah. Resurrection of Gavin Stone. I will say it's surprisingly, it's a wrestling.
Oh, I almost thought you said Resurrection of Gavin Newsom.
No. That
would have been Resurrection of all the dead voters who come back to vote in the election under the domain of Gavin Newsom. That would make...
I would put that in the worst section. Gavin Stone is a different film where he is coming back to his old town and he's noticed that a lot of people have changed and he wants to change for the better now. And it's a pretty nice story. It's one of the better... wrestling films because it's produced by WWE, which is a weird choice, but okay. But it's pretty good. God's Not Dead, We the People. This is the latest in the God's Not Dead series.
Now, I only saw the first two in the God's Not Dead series.
Yeah, I've seen all of them so far.
Now, I actually liked the ones I saw, although I did agree that in places the acting and the writing were terrible.
But
I liked the stories all in all, so I give those a kind of a mixed review.
Get to it when we get to it there.
Okay.
But this one, it's about as you expect, in all honesty. I think the acting, though, is much, much better than as the series progresses. Breakthrough is another good one. I think it's slightly miscast. Travis Tritt is in the movie. He's a country singer in real life with the mullet and everything, and he's playing a hospital doctor. I can't take you seriously, dude. I'm sorry. I wanted to include Evan and Bruce Almighty on there because they're very funny in my opinion, but they're not really Christian films per se.
Not particular. And Evan Almighty reminded me an awful lot of the movie The Santa Claus, how the guy kept turning into Noah against his will and growing the beard against his will. I don't know if you've seen the Santa Claus movies
Tim. Yeah. And they're making a very TV derivative series now out of it too.
Out of the Santa Claus or out of
the Santa Claus?
Oh no, not a
Tim
good
Allen's
idea.
In it. So
well, Tim. Tim Allen is somebody that I still respect at the moment. The direction Hollywood's going, you never know. Yep. But right now, that's interesting.
Last one I will say as an honorable mention is Heaven is for Real. I find the book more interesting than the movie.
Now that's true. I did think the movie was okay, but honestly, the book was much better. And they did something in the movie that they didn't do in the book. And it was a true story. In the movie, they had all the people in his church turning against them. And they made it look like the people in the church didn't really believe there was a heaven. And the pastor's going, hey, we always talk about heaven. Maybe there is a heaven. That was a lot of nonsense in the movie that you don't read about in the book. This was a God-fearing church that took the Bible seriously. Obviously, they were amazed to think that a little boy had gone to heaven and come back. But in the movie, they made it look like these people didn't even take the concept of heaven seriously until the end of the movie. And that was my big criticism of the movie.
If I remember, I think it was actually produced by Universal Studios. So I'm thinking
that one was a major Hollywood release.
Yeah, exactly.
My friend Everett Piper, who has been on this show, he knows personally the guy who authored that book.
Right.
And that's why the credibility of the story is strong with me, because Everett Piper would not say anything like that lightly.
For sure, for sure. All right, so now we're going to get into the top 10 as best as we can, because we're coming close here to the end, but we'll try our best. Coming at number 10, I have Jonah, a VeggieTales movie. I grew up with VeggieTales, and it was very, very
All my friends who had kids and my own kids, I didn't grow up on VeggieTales, but I've been surrounded by VeggieTales. They're not my favorites, but I see the value of them. It's Absolutely. One of those things where objectively, I'll say, okay, they're good children's programming.
Absolutely. If I could suggest a book for everyone to read, is Me, Myself, and Bob, A True Story About Dreams, God, and Talking VeggieTales. It is one of the most heart-wrenching
Isn't
books.
Isn't Bob the cucumber or the tomato?
The tomato.
Yeah.
But this is like an autobiography from Phil, the creator of VeggieTales,
okay.
And how he struggled from his religion and even through the TV show. And it goes through his whole life history, and it's really, really well put together. So if you haven't read it, highly, highly suggest it. Coming at number 9, I have Son of God. Personally, I prefer the TV version of this. This was like a edited version of the Bible, which was on the History Channel. It was a 10-hour long miniseries. That told
so it was on the History Channel, and they weren't suggesting that Jesus was an ancient alien from outer space.
Definitely okay. Not. No, it was not one of those. No,
well,
they just,
good for you for getting it right once in a while, History Channel.
For editing a 10-hour show into a 2-hour movie, I think it's commendable. But personally, if you want a lot more details and a lot more just details in the story, I would say in general, I would suggest watching the TV show than this movie. This movie skims through a lot of it very quickly, and you can tell. And then number 8, I have The Nativity Story, which was made back in 2006. I got to see this movie for free because of my church, my youth group that I was in at the time. And
not to be confused with the other Nativity movie you had on your other list.
No, definitely not. Yeah, this is a live action one. From what it's been that long since I've seen the movie, but I remember liking the movie quite a bit. I thought for a retelling of the story from the Bible, it's again very commendable for what they were able to get done, and I would recommend watching that one. Number 7 is I Can Only Imagine, which is...
I saw that one. I thought that was excellent. I am with you on that one.
I think it's one of
That was about the songwriter, correct?
Correct,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
In fact, if I remember right, if I did my top 10 of that year, that would be close to the top 5, maybe top 3 of the movies of that year. It was really, really well made. And I'm trying to remember who played his father on the top of my head. Dennis Quaid was it, I think?
I don't remember, but I remember that I liked it a lot.
Oh, man, it was really, really well. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to stop here. We have 6
Can
more.
Can I just quickly ask you, was The War Room on your list? Because I loved that one. That was my absolute favorite.
I'm going to have to leave you on the edge of your seat
to
find out.
Oh, we'll have to find out on a future show. Okay, Brendan. I like it. Brendan's a versatile guy. He does the news. He does the Bible. He does the movies. We like the variety. Okay, we will see you next time.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.